And let's bring in Mr. John Hamm, because John Hamm is here. And here is Mr. Hamm. Mr. John Hamm. John Hamm. Hello, John.
How are you, sir?
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
John Hamm.
Hello.
John Hamm. Here he is. John Hamm. Is he John? Is he Hamm? He's both. He's called John Hamm. Look out. Here comes John Hamm. Thanks for coming. Have a nice day.
This was great. I had a good time. Thanks so much.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Welcome to the UK.
Two songs, and we're 20 seconds in. This is impressive.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? How are you?
I'm very well. Yeah. I've been here since Sunday, and it's going well so far.
Do you like London?
I love London.
Yeah. Weather's a bit cold.
It's not terrible. It could be worse.
It has been worse recently.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, it's all over the place. But we're pleased you're here in our lovely town. And how long are you here for?
I'm here till Thursday.
You got a nice bit of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know London at all? Do you have your little secret places, your
I don't really
places?
Know it very well. The last time I was in town was over the summertime.
Right.
My colleague, Elizabeth Moss, was doing a play on the West End.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
I came over to see it, and... Saw some places and hung out and had some dinners and whatnot, but was only over here for about a week. So
well, listen, we can sort you out with whatever you
Fantastic.
Need. You know, if you like a drink or you like a certain type of food.
I like all of those things, drinks
well, listen,
and certain types of
have
food.
Have you been to the pub since you got here? Have you
not
had a
yet,
night?
No.
Have you not had a night in the pub?
I've been very busy.
Well, stuff that. You should put your foot down, God damn it.
And you can't be here for a week without going to the pub. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I understand that that's quite a fun thing to do. I have. It's, last time I was here, I did have a quite a fun, long evening.
That's good. But in a pub or in a bar?
In a pub.
Okay, good. What do you drink? What's your drink of choice?
What do you have?
We have everything.
Mm. Then everything's fine.
Apart from we don't have many light beers.
No, that's the one thing that you can't find here. If you go to America, you can find every different type of light beer. But here, you struggle if you find one.
I don't miss it.
Oh, really?
I don't miss it. No. Right. That's probably my least favorite thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, the girls have been very excited that you're here today. I've got to be honest, I don't get it. I think you're goofy looking.
you're right on board there.
But the girls are very excited. That,
why are you all hiding behind all of that equipment? I can't see either.
Because they're scared.
Don't
of
call
you.
Their boobs equipment.
The way they were born.
Well, sort of.
They're all very excited, and everybody's like, "Oh, Mr. Draper, madman!" And I'm like, "I'm excited because Dr. Drew from 30 Rock is here." I've got to be honest, I'm well giddy.
I heard speculation about if I was going to show up with my hook hands or not. So.
Yeah, that would have been great.
We're glad you didn't.
It makes it very difficult to get around in the world.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Hugs must be difficult. Mm. You know,
indeed.
When you give someone a little hug. Morning.
And we're saying going to the toilet must be a nightmare with two hook hands.
Or an adventure.
Yeah, so, well maybe.
True. That's the positive spin,
yep.
I guess.
True. And Space Cowboys, which I loved.
Thank you. I had exactly one line in that movie.
Yeah, but you were brilliant.
I was great.
Can you remember what your line was?
He's not here.
Oh!
It sounds good even when you do it now.
I know.
Yeah.
20 years off and it still sounds good.
Oh. How many days filming would that be?
Exactly one.
One day.
One
wow,
day.
I love that. And a wage to match the one day's
oh,
worth of work.
Oh, yes. It was genius.
I actually really do love that film.
It's a good movie.
I love it.
Yeah.
All the old boys go up into space. And
I mean, it was Donald Sutherland and James Garner and Clint Eastwood and Tommy Lee Jones. Those are four pretty cool dudes.
What a cast.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And me.
And you.
For one line.
Yeah.
And the man from Babe, he's in it as well.
James Cromwell.
That's what I said, his name.
Yes, indeed.
That's right.
Mm. I knew you were about
Thank
to say
you.
It. I was just
yeah,
going to...
The man from Babe.
Yeah. I could be hosting the Oscars next year with this knowledge of movies.
They may have an open spot.
So... I was watching some interviews with you because just to kind of get a fix on John the Man.
Sure.
And I know that you've obviously done a million and one interviews and told your story a lot. But for our audience who may not know, or we don't get Ellen, so you know that
don't
kind of
understand her or don't get the show.
No, we don't get the show.
Okay,
you know, we don't get those shows. So I just thought if you could give us, if you would be so kind, to give us a brief resume of your life. And then I'll chip in at the interesting bits.
Okay, and starting at the beginning?
Mm. Well, I mean...
What, at birth?
As much as you can remember, I don't need all the details.
Well, the details are foggy up until I get about 7 or 8 years old, but...
Well, I'm glad that you said that, because I can never understand when people say... I remember when I was three. And I'm like, I don't
see,
remember.
I do. I remember certain things when I was that age.
No. I think you remember pictures.
Sort of images of, yeah, certain things and like cars and things right. that you remember as a kid.
No, I was born in the middle of the country in St. Louis, Missouri.
Beautiful.
Home of the world champion St. Louis Cardinals. This mm-hmm. year we won the World Series.
Congratulations.
The series of the world.
Yeah, that, and that's the teams from all over the world, right?
All over the world in the United States.
That's right.
it's kind of how we view the world.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
And
chew. Sneeze. Man sneeze. I did there. Like a man.
Your face just got all red.
Yeah, no, it didn't. Now it didn't.
And I stayed in St. Louis for until I went to college, went away to school. And that was 18, 19 years old.
And where was
off
that?
Away. First in the University of Texas in Austin, Texas. And then I finished up in the University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri, in the middle of the state.
Right.
And that was kind of my life, and then I taught school back at my old school for a year back in St. Louis, and then decided I wasn't getting any younger, so I pointed my car west and headed to Los Angeles.
When he tells the story on Ellen, by the way, that he went back to the school and taught for a year, he gets a round of applause because the people think, oh, so, what a lovely thing to give it back.
Yeah, I was paid.
I know. I mean, it was a job, right?
It wasn't free.
It wasn't like missionary work.
No. It wasn't at all. In fact, it was a lovely school and I got a handsome wage.
So you go to, and then you move to LA.
Yes.
Now, did you know people in Los Angeles or do you just go, right, I've got to go there. If I want to be an actor, I've got to go there.
I knew exactly one person who was an actor. It was my friend from back in the Midwest growing up, an actor by the name of Paul Rudd. And he was literally the only person that I knew because everyone from my school either went to Chicago or New York. I was the only one that foolishly headed west. And I did have an aunt and uncle that lived out there, so I had a place to crash. But right. But that was about it. Yeah, and I had $150 to my name and one person I could call. So I made the one call and... One call turned into several calls, and eventually, 3 years later, I got a job.
Wow! But how many people though, you know, do the same thing and turn up in LA with bright dreams of being an actor and actress with no money and no contacts, and then the city's full of people who want to be actors and actresses.
No, it's the odds are they're long odds to say
the least.
They're
huge.
Yes, indeed. But it was. I figured I wasn't getting any younger, I had better do it now or regret it, I guess. And it seemed as good a time as any. And when you're 24, you're pretty much able to put up with a lot more than.
Well, that's my age now.
Yeah. Are you 24
yeah,
now?
Yeah, so we're bulletproof in that respect. Yeah, we can put up with all sorts.
Happy birthday! That's great.
Thank you. And you're 26.
27.
27.
Just turned.
Wowzers.
Well, born on Valentine's Day, 27
so well.
Years ago.
Yeah.
I was looking at some of your Valentine's Day gifts in there, by the way. There were some impressive offerings.
Well, I got you some gifts.
Did you?
Yeah. These have absolutely not been sent in to me, and I'm merely just going to fob them off on
you. Oh, I see.
Mm. So. These are handpicked and thoughtful.
I got you some flowers.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
Mm. Your favorites?
They smell real.
Those are my favorite flowers. How did you know?
Mm. Well, because I went on Wikipedia.
My favorite flowers are, of course, free flowers.
That's right.
So, yes.
And then, obviously, because you're from St. Louis, Missouri, and then you moved to L.A., I've got you a bagel.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
A classic cuisine of both St. Louis.
That's right.
And Los Angeles.
Yep, a New York bagel.
and it's heart-shaped.
Yeah. And then, hey, listen, the day ain't over yet. Got you a couple of cupcakes.
My gosh.
There you go.
A wealth of...
If you could... To be fair, if you could leave one of those.
Yeah.
Then.
Now, these do have your name on them. You know that.
Yeah, I write my name on everything.
Okay,
good. Big head.
He's you know who it's from.
He's a bit like a painter. You know the way that they sign
sure,
their painting?
Sure, I see.
Like Leonardo da Vinci.
And then, without giving the brand name away, we've got you some... antiperspirant deodorant.
Perfect.
So there you are.
This is a dream Valentine's Day. I woke up this morning thinking it can't possibly get better than waking up and then getting a bag of deodorant.
What can I tell you?
I'm telling you.
Now listen, when you go back to Hollywood, because that's obviously where all the actors live.
Yes.
Make sure you spread the word that when they come on this show, they don't leave empty-handed.
Free deodorant.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. The one thing I was intrigued by, though, that I believe was a Valentine's Day gift to you that's waiting in there, so whenever you're off, I guess, was the pie made of bull testicles.
Now, yeah, we haven't mentioned this yet, but apparently we've been sent some pies made with bull's testicles.
Now, we like pies and all different types of pies, but we have never to this day tried one that
made of bull testicles.
Bull testicles.
Today's the day, I suppose.
I mean, I've eaten pie, and of course I've eaten, but I've never had
them together.
Together,
the taste experience.
Yeah. Who would ever? I mean, sure, make a pate, but a pie, I find very weird.
They smell quite nice, though.
Do they?
The, the pies or the testicles?
The pies.
How would you compare them?
They smell exactly the same as normal pies.
Do you think a vet was underneath a bull going, I smell pie. Hang on a second.
Yes. Well, we needed some pastry around these boys and we're off.
You know what we could do with these? Well, look at you. Aren't you doing well? Everything is wonderful in your life.
I'm doing all right.
Mad Men is back. So I take it season five is done.
Season five is finished. We finished shooting 3-4 weeks ago. And it'll be on the air in the UK on the 27th March.
That's right.
On Sky Atlantic.
Oh, at 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Look at you.
And very excited. I'm very excited. This is the first season. Normally our show debuts, at least in the States, while we're shooting it. Hmm. So we shoot during the summer and then it airs during the summer. This season has been a little off. We had a little longer hiatus, so we've been able to finish the actual whole run of the show before it's even aired. So it's a little bit different this season. So we're very excited to get it out and very excited for people to see it.
And I think as well, I think Sky Atlantic try and do this thing where they try and get it on the air in the UK as near to the date in America.
I would imagine so. With the internet and all those things sort of happening, I think that's probably...
Too many spoiler chances, aren't there?
That too, yeah. People tend to write about it at length, so...
And what else have we got coming up? What's the next? Obviously, Mad Men season five is done. So what is next?
There's a film coming out that my girlfriend and I made together.
No. One of those tapes.
No.
Right, okay.
No.
The girls have just collapsed. Girlfriend?
it's called Friends with Kids. That's coming out in the States March 9th, and I believe it's coming out in the summer in the UK.
Right.
Starring myself, Adam Scott, Kristen Wiig, Maya Rudolph, Chris O'Dowd, Megan Fox, and Eddie Burns. It's a fun ensemble romantic comedy. It's a little edgier than most, but we made it together and put it together and raised the money. And
how is that working with your girlfriend?
It's
it was to all intents and purposes your wife.
We've been together going on 15 years now. It's great. I mean, you know, it's fun. It's making a movie is hard work, especially when you don't have a giant studio behind you paying the bills.
Yeah,
so
when you're making it yourself.
Yeah, it's not exactly the experience I had on Space Cowboys, I'll put it that way.
It's more than a day.
Far more than a day.
And do you car share to work?
Yes, sure.
You drive, obviously, because you're on the man.
No, we are driven.
Oh, look at this.
For a minute then, I thought you meant you let her drive.
No. God, no.
Crazy.
No way. Do I look silly?
So that was... And now, here's a question for you. I would imagine she's not listening, but being apart... Well, you never know. Being apart on Valentine's Day...
Yes.
...is obviously, publicly, you would say that...
Humiliating.
It's disappointing because you're not with your loved one and everything, but at the same time... You don't have to worry with any of that stuff.
Well, what I wisely did, because I knew I would be here, was I arranged for something to be sent before I left. So it will be sent today.
You're too good. You're too good.
Why would you do that?
You see, you make the rest of us look, I don't know, incompetent.
Well,
deficient.
A little planning of forethought is important. And when she gets her bouquet of deodorant, she will know.
She will love that.
I'm thinking of her even across the Atlantic.
You could send her a photo maybe later of you in your hotel room covered in flowers, cupcakes, and deodorant. Saying, missing you.
This was my day.
Honey bunny, or whatever you call each other.
Don't ask about the pie.
Yep.
Yeah.
And look, honey, no white marks.
Listen, I'm missing you and I love you. P.S. Bull's testicles are a lot tastier.
You'd be surprised.
She'll be thinking, surprised. What the hell are you doing in London?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do between now and when you have to leave on Thursday? Did you say you leave Thursday?
Leaving Thursday. I've got a couple more interviews and things to do.
You got any downtime?
Very little. I think there'll be some evenings free. I do have some friends that live over here, so I'll try to... Gather some folks and maybe hit the pub. Yeah,
hit the pub.
All right.
Yeah,
there's one on every corner.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
Do you have plans tonight? We could take you out.
I don't know.
I don't want you to be on your own.
I'm rarely on my own.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, does you gloss over it?
I don't know whether that's good or bad. He has a ham harem.
Yeah. A hameem.
That's right. He clicks his fingers and they come running.
Now, did anybody Google ham fan? Because I don't know what.
No, we're too scared. We can't do that sort of stuff on our work computer.
Oh, yeah.
We have to do that on our home.
You'll get red flagged, I would imagine.
It's a fan for the ham. It's not in the John Ham sense.
Right. It cools lunch meat.
Can you make it sound worse?
Yeah, it cools the lady.
These.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Yeah, there you go. There's a ham.
Well played.
When the lady sees the ham, she gets all a hot and a quiver. But with the ham fan,
she can self fan herself.
There you go. That doesn't rhyme.
Something was going to rhyme, I felt, and then it didn't. Mm.
The cool air you can deliver.
Okay, that.
See, I could work in advertising. I've had an idea. Everybody leave. That's right, right?
Bingo.
You just crystallized
the experience of playing Don Draper.
I'm still a few seasons behind on Mad Men.
Five seasons behind?
Four and a half.
Okay, fair enough.
Because
honesty is the best policy.
Because I watched it, and then it was slow.
Sure.
And then I watched like five in like a day, or four or five in an afternoon. And then I put it away. And I meant to go back to it. But I did go back to it last night. Now, I know that sounds like you're on the show, so I thought I'd watch a couple of episodes to get me gemmed up. And indeed, that is the truth. But I've also asked people about the show, and you can literally quiz me on anything. And within time, I will come back with an answer.
Well, you do have a computer screen in front of you, too, so there is that.
Four computer screens. But what I've learned is that Mr. Draper is bad. And then
misunderstood.
Well, so this is what Lynn, who works with me, said to me. She goes, she's a big fan. Mm-hmm. So she says, he's a terrible womanizer and bad man, and this
incredibly effective womanizer.
Well, that's true, actually, very good womanizer. Yeah. And then things change without giving anything away, and then he starts to mellow out a little bit. So I'm like, okay. So I'm watching the episodes last night, and I've got to say, I don't know what's wrong with me because I like the guy, right?
This is what I mean by misunderstood.
And I'm watching it going, maybe this is a man, woman, male, female thing. Mm-hmm. But if I'm meant to go, he's a pig, I'm not thinking he's a pig.
You admire him.
Yeah, there are other characters in there that I think are way more despicable. I like the guy.
Well, thank you.
And if this is when you're not meant to like him, like, just I hope he doesn't come too much of a wuss.
No.
Good.
That does not happen. But what does end up happening over the course of the show is we try to portray the show in something like real time. I mean, you mentioned the show does move a little slower than some, and we don't really condense a lot of action. So that's kind of what happens. And the characters do age. I mean, the little girl that plays my daughter,
she's 36 now.
She's 36 years old. Horrible, unfortunate accident that stunted her growth.
Sure.
But she's been on the show longer than she hasn't been on the show in her life. I mean, she's fully half her life she's been on the show. So it's a strange experience to have worked on something for this long. And what obviously happens is people get older and people get mellower and wiser and slower and all of those things.
Well, look, I know it sounds like I'm saying this just because you're here, but I...
Well, otherwise you'd just be saying it to yourself, so...
Yeah.
And the 8 million listeners. Thanks. But I started to get into it last night, and then I remembered all the characters from when I previously watched it, and I'm like, do you know what, actually, now I remember him. He's the snivelly little young one that comes in, and here's that big tall fella who's got to be gay, but there's been no reference to it whatsoever, but he's got to be gay, right? Him, do you know the guy I mean? The man with the tall man with the...
Yeah, I'll let him know.
And him, and then and I'm like, oh, okay, fine. So I'm all over it now. So I'll in about a year and a half, I'll send you a message going, what a cliffhanger to season two.
Fantastic.
What happens next?
I'll look forward to it.
So the 30 Rock stuff as well that I talked about, I'm a huge 30 Rock fan.
As am I.
And I would imagine, somebody said to me, do you reckon he's got Tina Fey's number? And I'm like, I would imagine you and Tina are
good pals. Tina Fey's phone number.
Tell us to come on the show.
There you go, that's Alad.
That's an official request from Alad, our producer.
Tina and Robert Carlock, who produced the show together, the first time I hosted SNL, I was sitting in the dressing room and getting ready to rehearse a sketch or do something, and the phone in the dressing room rang, which I didn't even know there was a phone, really. It was all of a sudden something was ringing. And it was both of them on the phone saying, hey, do you want to do a couple episodes of our show? And I'd been a massive fan of the show from the beginning, and literally looked at the phone like, this has got to be a joke. Somebody's winding me up. But it wasn't, and it turned out to be a real thing, and it was really funny and really fun to do, and we were able to do. They do one live show they have done one live show so far. I think they're going to do another one this season.
Oh, good!
And I was able to take part in that, and you know, it's really fun to be asked to go to
the
play with really fun people.
Is beautifully different to Mr. Draper.
Blissfully stupid.
Yeah, he basically plays
an idiot,
a doctor, mm-hmm. a handsome doctor,
misunderstood,
who is. Who's an idiot and boring.
Mm.
Well, or...
Or misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
Sorry, misunderstood.
And don't lovely.
Don't take it personally. He's got hooks for hands.
Well, now he does. He was getting off a helicopter and he saw somebody he wanted to wave to.
But that's
you tell me
that's
how you would get around that.
Yeah.
The writing is very similar in both these TV shows, Mad Men and, yeah. Hi, ah!
Well, there is something kind of similar in season 3 of Mad Men.
Here's my... don't ruin it for me. I've told you. I'm about 5 years behind. It.
That's good advice. You should never wave when you're exiting a helicopter.
If the listeners take home one thing from today...
Never, ever do
deodorant.
That.
Please take home deodorant, sure. A. But B, please don't wave when you're exiting a helicopter.
Yeah.
I definitely won't.
That's only how Dr. Drew lost one hand, by the way.
I can't remember how he lost the other hand.
He was lighting a firework, and then I got cut off by Tina.
That's right. He might make another appearance.
He might make another. He still has 2 feet and a penis to cut off, so I'm sure.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's going to be a hell of an episode.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what.
No, that'll be next year's pies. God knows.
Yeah, I look forward to them.
Dr. Trey starts to exit those helicopters a completely different, completely different way.
Yes.
All right. So a couple of other things that I made notes about, which I don't often do when I do interviews, but I made a few notes, and one of them is I'm watching you on television. And I'm watching you in a few, and I saw you on the BAFTAs the other night. You were very good, by the way. You know, by the way, that I don't know if you've been to the meetings, I would assume they have in Hollywood, where they get the actors in and they teach them about the award ceremonies. You obviously didn't go.
No.
Because when you're an actor and you're given out an award at an award ceremony, you're meant to be way more wooden than that. You're meant to look uncomfortable, stumble on the words a little bit, and you came out as relaxed as anything, and you were funny, and that's not meant to be. Well, you made Brad Pitt look ridiculous.
Well, thank you, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know what I mean. These actors come out and they go, thank you. You know, making movies is really such an honor and exciting thing to do when you take a story and bring it to life. The 5 nominees in this category have done just that. Let's take a look at their work.
Well, they had written a piece for me that I read, and it was something like that.
Yeah, awful.
And I thought, well, it's already a long evening. Yeah. Like, why don't we at least try to have some fun with it?
Good for you.
And so I decided that the easiest way to get to that was simply by writing a fart joke.
Yeah, it's nice.
And I did not realize, however, that the person to whom I'd be giving the award had recently lost his wife. So that
felt
like it was probably an unfortunately timed.
Do you know what? I watched that and I didn't see any connection. I think you're fine.
Fair enough. Stephen Fry seemed to think it was funny, so I felt.
Well, there you go, and there's no better pat on the back.
It was lovely. it was also my first time I had really been in that room, so I wasn't sure how that was going to fly.
But it's those rooms are very tough crowds, and I think actually with Stephen hosting, you know, there were a lot of laughs this year because he's so kind of relaxed and quirky. And
yes, I thought he did a wonderful job.
He was really good.
Moved it along very well.
So I'm watching and I'm thinking you dye your hair, right?
I do?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I'm thinking. Well,
I've never done it.
Then I go and do some research on the internet. Like sitting on the sofa on my phone, and there it is on Wikipedia. The picture that comes up is John with a massive black as night pirate beard, and I'm like, he doesn't dye his hair. Absolutely, I was hoping this like big white snowy thing.
Not yet, although it's starting to. I'll be 41 this year, so it's starting to.
My heart beats for you. In. That was great when I was 16.
Well, you're only 24. We've established that.
I know, but 24, though,
Seth,
dude.
8 years of grayness.
Eight years of gray.
Sure, I'm handsome. I have a very Clooney look about me.
Sure.
But still.
Rosemary Clooney.
No. Bull's testicles.
Django Clooney. Yeah. The unfortunate Clooney child.
So you don't dye your hair. Look
no,
at you.
No. It's going gray, though. It's the way of all things. I'll do my best next time I'm here.
Okay.
Full on.
Come out drinking on a night out with us.
Yeah, we'll make you look old.
I'll wake up gray.
Oh, yeah. You'll look and feel old.
Honestly.
The next day when you wake up.
Give us 2 weeks. We could age you dramatically.
But listen, when you're back in the UK, you know, sort out a time and we'll take you out.
Fantastic.
And we'll look after you. And we're not weird or anything. Dominic is.
Dominic's weird.
Tremendously weird.
He's a bit weird.
That's why he sits at the back on his own.
Yeah. And if you're stuck at a loose end tonight, because it's Valentine's night, my friend Andy is coming over to mine, and we're going to wear pajamas and cook a curry. So if you're at a loose end...
Just three dudes...
Sure, hanging out.
Jammies and cooking.
Mm. I mean, I can get you the pajamas if you want. So we're matching.
That makes sense.
Yeah?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. No,
you don't want to feel like odd man out in that
exactly,
particular
exactly.
Milk and cookies for dessert?
Oh, that's very American. Mm. Yeah, that's what all
well,
Americans
we've got cupcakes and bagels, so I think
and deodorant.
And deodorant.
And then you can all have a pillow fight at the end.
Yeah, I think...
And not sweat.
You've got a different night in mind to what I was planning. I was hoping wrestling.
Right.
So...
Generally, one follows the other.
Yeah. Pajama wrestling, though.
Yeah, whichever way, it doesn't sound tragic.
Keep your shirts on.
Or don't.
Lovely to meet you. And sadly, it's brief because you've got to go.
Thank you very much for having me.
But good luck. Season 5 of Mad Men is on Sky Atlantic. Starts on Tuesday, the 27th of March at 9 o'clock. So make sure you watch it. And don't forget to check out Space Cowboys because it's brilliant. Look out for John Hamm in there. Mm. Saying the line...
He's not here.
Even better than the first time you did it.
I really don't even think that's the line.
No, I'm going to be honest. I don't think that's the line either. I don't think that is it.
Something like that. Or he's over there, I think maybe.
But you know what now?
That's completely the opposite. He's not here or he's over there.
One of the two.
Oh, hang on. He is here. That was the episode, but they cut that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I had two lines, but they cut one.
Are you on the Twitter? Do you do the tweets?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, if you do... Whoever is the fake you on Twitter is now going to get
that
line.
Oh, there are several of fake me's out there, but I don't have anything to do with them.
Can I do one? Can I be a fake you?
Sure.
Brilliant.
You can be UK Don.
Okay.
But you have to watch the rest of the show.
I will, I promise.
Mm.
What was that noise?
You sure?
That was like a cow.
I don't know if I believe
it. It was a bull.
Well, he's angry, but after he's losing his testicle.
Sure.
Why not? Wouldn't
he? And he's still got his hoofs.
He's got his hoofs and horns, but, you know, no balls.
Exactly.
Oh, well.
Nice to see you, and good luck, and have a safe trip back home. And but seriously, next time you're in the UK, come and see us.
I will.
And we'll take you out, and we'll show you a proper good night out.
I will do, that would be great.
In lovely England, as you think we all talk with our bad teeth and our Dick Van Dyke voices.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
All right. The last thing is, can you say hello to Fern? Fern is on after us at 10 o'clock, and I got a note saying she loves you.
Okay.
She's called Fern.
Okay.
So if you could just say hi, Fern, now, then she'll be giddy.
Hi, Fern.
Oh, look at that. Nice. That'll do it.
I'm not even called Fern, I've got to be honest, I've gone down. Yeah. I've gone a little
bit. Yep.
I'm stirring.
Okay. Or Fernie, because she loves that as a pet name.
Hi, Fernie.
There you go.
She hates Bernie. Oh.
So she'll like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man that is called John Hamm. Yeah. Thank you, John. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.